Band-Aid out my tear-stained face. Pressed against the window pane, I search the skies desperately for rain. Cause raindrops will hide my teardrops, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying.
Good morning. You're listening to Air Talk on KPCC. That's The Temptations. It's just without the music behind it. Isn't that cool? I'm Austin Cross, in for Larry Mantle. Well, there is no question, this holiday season, it's looked a lot different from years past, right? That's putting it lightly, probably. Now, your festivities may not have been as holly and jolly as you would have wanted, but we want to hear what you did. How did the pandemic impact your celebrations, and how did you adjust? Give us a call right now, 866-893-5722. Tell us how you safely, my God, I'm hoping safely, how you safely celebrated the holidays. You can also tweet us at AirTalk or leave a comment on the Facebook page, but let me give you that number again, because I really want to hear your stories. I'm sure a lot of you have been very creative with how you've approached it. 866-893-5722. You know, my wife and I, we're newlyweds for the most part, so we don't have any kids. We just have dogs. So we dressed our little doggies up in Christmas sweaters, which was delightful. And then we also tried to do all of the great holiday things that you would normally do with other people, but it was just really the two of us, and the dogs. So we made gingerbread, which was really fun, of course. So we got some tamales, which really makes the day, I think. You can't really do it without that. And we watched a lot of Christmas movies and maybe even went for a walk. Overall, it was a very calm, you know, as you would say, like very chill sort of day, right? Which for me was fine. But I'll say that when I grew up, a lot of our Christmases were very low-key. We celebrated as just my family, you know, my brothers and my sisters, my parents. And that was pretty much it. We opened the gifts in the morning, and then for the rest of the day, there wasn't a whole lot more. But for my wife, I think it was a little bit harder, or I should say probably a lot harder, because she comes from a very big family. So at this point, last year, if it were a normal time, I would say, we would have gone to so many different parties. There'd be so much togetherness. You'd get to check on all the little cousins and then the cousins' kids. And there's kids running around and throwing stuff at each other and crying, and somebody spilled something, and, you know, somebody had too much wine. You know, it's a good time, right? But we were without that, and I think that she missed it. But we really tried our hardest to bring the joy and to bring the holiday cheer. My producer's telling us I owe them dog pictures. I'll also post a dog picture for you guys. I think I've got some good sweater ones that you're going to want to see. It's a little chihuahua. But again, give us a call right now, 866-893-5722. Tell us how you safely celebrated the holidays, 866-893-5722. Talk to me. I really want to know. Well, you know, one person who has had to overcome challenges this year is Santa Claus himself, of course, or at least those who dress up and play him throughout the season. So joining me now is Douglas Cassidy, also known as Santa Doug. He services areas throughout Southern California. Santa Doug, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. It has been a challenging year.
Oh, hasn't it, though? What has your experience been like? And, you know, what have been some of the challenges that you faced?
Wow. Well, I started back in 1993 portraying Santa Claus, so I've seen a lot of changes with from regular photography over to digital, for one, for example. But this pandemic has just been the biggest changes I've seen. I work at a large mall in Orange County, and I've been there since 2011. And this year was way different. We had to have, I actually worked in a storefront that had glass across the front of it. So my interaction with the children was quite different, to say the least, but it was safe. And that was the main thing was our goal.
Well, Santa Doug, I understand that you have been at this since 1993, which I would say is long ago enough that I might have visited you at one point, I would say. but I'm wondering, because this has been just the craziest year, at what point did you start to sense, and you and maybe the other congregation of Santas that you know, at what point you started to sense, uh-oh, we can't do it like we did last year or the year before?
Oh, I think we all became aware of it as far back as March, when things were really kicking in, and a lot of it has to do with our age. You know, it is a big factor for all of us.
Sure. I want to get more listener input on this one because I know I can't be the only person who had a very different holiday season this year. I want to know how you safely celebrated the holidays. If you're listening right now, we've got a line open for you, so I would love to hear your story. Give us a call right now, 866-893-5722. Again, that's 866-893-5722. Or you can comment on the Air Talk Facebook page, or you can go ahead and tweet us at Air Talk. Well, Santa Doug, you know, kids go to Santa, you know, to sit on his lap, to talk face to face. It's just not possible. So talk to me about this digital experience that you've had after doing it for so long in person. What's that been like?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is learning the technology, learning how to use Zoom and, you know, learning how to incorporate that into our visits. And in some ways it was actually more personal because we were able to spend more time with the children than, for instance, compared to a mall where it's a little bit faster pace. So in that regard, I enjoyed it. It was interesting.
Well, you know, our producer, Natalie, says she doesn't celebrate Christmas, but her boyfriend, Stephen, does. And so they Zoomed with his whole extended family. That's about 50 people in all. I can identify with Natalie. And it was very convenient having everybody's names on the screen. That's how she spent the holiday. And I got to say, having the names on the screen is kind of like your own little cheat code for doing big family life. I certainly feel Natalie on that one. Well, I mean, Santa Doug, you know, you tell us that, you know, you haven't really had to explain or acknowledge the problem firsthand when it comes to talking to these kids. I mean, are the kids, so I'm guessing no kid has come to you digitally and said, Santa, why are you over there? Has that come up at all? Or
We actually did pretty well with that. I had some pretty nice backdrops that were, I was able to present myself as being at the North Pole. And it worked out very well. You know, depends on the age of the child, of course. You know, the ones in the 10 to 14 age range, they probably, they definitely have more experience on Zoom than I do. So they would recognize things. But it wasn't a problem at all. I did not see it as a problem at all.
We are talking with Douglas Cassidy, also known as Santa Doug, who has played Santa Claus throughout Southern California, including in malls. Again, I would love to hear how the pandemic has affected your holiday and how your celebration turned out. You know, was it fun? Did you still manage to feel the holiday cheer? Please give us a call, 866-893-5722. Again, that's 866-893-5722. Sharon is in Yucaipa. Sharon, how did you safely celebrate the holiday?
Hi. Well, we had our kids. Now, we usually do a big thing on Boxing Day because it's hard to get everybody in one place on Christmas Day. So on Boxing Day, we put the Christmas decorations outside on the picnic table on the patio. I had rolled out pizzas the night before, and each couple went in and fixed up their pizza. So we didn't have too many people in the kitchen at the same time. And we sat around socially distanced in the backyard and had space heaters and blankets, and everybody was wearing their camping gear.
Oh.
I bet it was pretty chilly.
I bet. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Sharon. I would like to hear other stories too, but Sharon, that was really great. 866-893-5722. We've got a few people coming in now. 866-893-5722. Would love to hear your stories. Let's get one more before we have to go to break. I want to hear from Jill in Santa Clarita. Jill, how did you spend the holidays?
Hi. Yes. Well, I'm from a family of teachers and I'm a teacher myself. So by now we are very used to life on Zoom, and we were very comfortable putting together a white elephant exchange using Zoom and Google Slides and all of our teacher tricks that we've gotten so adept at in the last few months. So we had our parents, we had our children. My cousin and I are both teachers. So we had their family join and our family joined, and my cousin put together the white elephant exchange digitally, and it was still suspenseful and exciting, and people still stole gifts from each other, and there's no love lost during the white elephant exchange.
Jill, I'm really curious. My wife is a high school teacher. I'm wondering what were on those Google Slides that you put together for the family?
Okay, so I'm a high school teacher as well. Basically, you know, you can layer on Google Slides and you can animate. So if you do slide and then you do graphics over the photographs, when you click, you can reveal what's under each animated picture. So yeah, we kind of did it that way, and we assigned everybody a number beforehand, and we sent photographs of the gifts in advance to the curator. So it was really kind of funny doing it that way, but like I said, there was still a tough competition, and everybody did, you know, took what they wanted. It's a tradition. So at least we kept that tradition, and then we let everyone chat, and then after that we let the kids play video games together while they were still on the Zoom.
I'm curious, did you utilize breakout rooms at all?
Oh, no, rooms this time. Although I did do that for my son's birthday party. We did a virtual birthday party, and they did like a gaming theme. So when kids were stuck or their technology wasn't working or they couldn't join the Minecraft realm that the other kids were on, we did a breakout room and helped them and their parents get the kids on. So I have to say, teacher skills are coming in handy right now.
Jill, I am sure your family is so thankful that they have you to help navigate the digital landscape during this time. That was Jill in Santa Clarita. Thank you for sharing. We want to hear your stories. We'll be back in just a second, but you can call me up right now, 866-893-5722. Again, that's 866-893-5722. I'm Austin Cross in for Larry Mantle. We'll be right back. It's Air Talk here on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Austin Cross in today for Larry Mantle, who is taking a much-needed break this holiday season. We're talking right now with Douglas Cassidy, also known as Santa Doug. He's played Santa Claus throughout Southern California, including in malls, but this year it's looked pretty different for him. We're also asking you how you spent your holiday season, how the pandemic actually affected your holiday plans, and I also want to know how your celebration turned out. I know a lot of people had to get very creative to make the day happy and joyful. Please give us a call. I would love to hear your story. You can call us up at 866-893-5722. I know you've had a lot of numbers thrown at you, right? Because we were just talking about our pledge drive there, but this is 866-893-5722. We've got a line open for you, and I'd love to hear what you did personally. Our producer, Lindsay, she says this. She says, my immediate family did a sensory gift exchange this year. Gosh, Lindsay, I wish you could have told us this before. This is a brilliant idea. Get this. A sensory gift exchange. So we sent gifts that specifically filled the senses, like smell, taste, and touch, and then opened together on Zoom Christmas Day. So we were experiencing the same senses since we couldn't all be together. And she includes here a shout out to her sister-in-law who came up with that idea. And I want to echo that shout out to the sister-in-law. That just seems like a really great way to connect with people in a way that, honestly, we've lost a lot this year, right? We're talking to Douglas Cassidy. He is Santa Doug, but I also want to hear your stories too. Lindsay shared her really awesome story, and I know there are some creative tales out there. You can give us a call, 866-893-5722. Again, that's 866-893-5722. You can also tweet us at AirTalk or leave a comment on the Facebook page. Santa Doug, I'm really curious because I know that it's just not the same for you this holiday season. You know, you usually get to handle babies and look kids in the eyes, and I'd imagine that their cheer and the happiness that they bring, it's pretty contagious, and it rewards you in ways that are far beyond anything you could get financially. I'm wondering personally for you, how different did it feel this year? How did it feel?
Austin, that was actually one of the most difficult things as far as being at the mall and being behind a glass case. I had one couple that came up with triplets that were only 3 months old. And, you know, I'm used to having them sit on my lap and do this great photo or, you know, and it just wasn't possible this year. They had to hold the children in front of me in the stroller. And, you know, we did our best to get a great photo for them. But it was, it hit me pretty hard, actually, to realize that the babies can't sit on my lap this year, and they couldn't do that. So, but overall, we did, you know, we made it through. Like I said, everyone stayed safe, and that was the that was our main goal. So,
yeah, it's so interesting about this pandemic is it's not just that you're losing, you know, not necessarily losing. Losing is kind of up to your interpretation, but there's a certain amount of, you know, we're not getting to do certain things this year, but you realize that for kids, there are certain experiences that are just so fundamental to growing up. And there's sometimes just such a narrow window to get them in there to do that thing so that they can treasure that experience for their whole life. And, you know, if they don't get it in a certain amount of time, of course, you know, kids will start learning things about Santa. You know, kids will start thinking differently about Santa. So I know it's just, it's got to really be a little heart-wrenching not to get to have that experience. We're talking with Santa Doug right now, and I would love to hear your holiday experiences. How did you spend this holiday safely with your family? You can give us a call, 866-893-5722. Again, that's 866-893-5722. Liz is in Pasadena right now. Liz, how did you spend this holiday?
Well, we definitely kept our distance, not visiting friends and family, but we were really pleasantly surprised starting a day or so before Christmas when friends started dropping off cookies and goodies on our porch. One friend made us homemade bagels, another champurrado, the masa chocolate drink, and there was just sort of a series of deliveries of these goodies. We had lots of friends playing Santa this year.
Oh, I love that so much. I mean, it's this very interesting thing, right, Liz, where maybe if you can't visit Santa, we realize, and this is going to sound like a Hallmark card, so please forgive me, but you almost realize that the spirit of Santa is something that we embody as a society. I think that's why we keep the Santa story alive. What do you think?
And this has never happened before quite like this. One more thing, another friend brought a homemade cocktail to a group of us, and we enjoyed it on Zoom the day after Christmas. So that was a way of getting together virtually, a similar experience.
That's Liz in Pasadena. Liz, thank you so much for sharing your story. I also want to hear right now from Ethan. Ethan is calling in from Los Feliz. Ethan, how did you spend your holiday? Ian.
It's Ian, but very close.
thank you.
My sister-in-law is a doctor at CHLA, and she has a lot of contact. So she and my brother were sort of siloed in their own house. My girlfriend and I work in food service, so we were siloed in our own house. And then my sister and her husband, we all live on the east side. The husband is immunocompromised, so we didn't want to get together, but we wanted to be together. So we put all our laptops on Zoom. We joined a Zoom early in the morning, and then we kept it on all day, all Christmas Day. So we could kind of check in with each other. It wasn't like a consistent Zoom all day, but it was like, hey, I'm cooking. Are you guys cooking now? And we had previously exchanged some boxes with individual little themes with contactless sort of delivery to each other, just like Liz was just saying. So we could do things like share cocktails at the same time or open little gifts and enjoy them all together, even if we weren't together.
Ian, what you actually did is something that my wife and I had certainly talked about doing, but we didn't end up doing it. I'm wondering for you, did it end up being enjoyable? Did you get joy? Did you feel the holiday cheer afterward?
Yeah, we did. We're a very, very close family, and it's been obviously a heart-wrenching year for everyone, and it was especially so for us because we usually spend the holidays quite close together. But doing this sort of like leaving it on as if it were just a general, we just sort of like, again, leaving it on in the corner, especially in the kitchen, because we're all congregating in our individual kitchens, was great because there was no stress, no Zoom fatigue of being like, I've got to be tuned in. But it was sort of just in the background. Someone could say, hey, what are you guys doing over there on the stove? We're starting our sauce right now. So it was a good balance of not being too sort of intense. No one got too maudlin. We weren't too focused on it, but it was really nice to say, hey, I'd love to, do you guys want to do a toast right now? It's great.
Ian, thank you so much for sharing your story. That's Ian in Los Feliz. And I have to say, even though we all hope that next year is going to be different, this certainly gives us a blueprint of maybe what we might do if we still can't travel to see family or friends for other reasons, you know, financial constraints and things like that. I want to get in one more person. This is Sue in Torrance. Sue, how did you spend your holiday?
Well, my husband and I went to my mom's house and we dropped off her little goodies at the door. We knocked on the door and said, here's your goodies, and we didn't go in. Then we went on the sidewalk. My brother came out. He gave us our gifts on the sidewalk. My niece showed up with her husband, and they brought us gifts on the sidewalk. And then my niece says, why don't we open our presents? So we're opening our presents on the sidewalk, and it was so much fun. We were taking pictures, and, you know, we were social distancing, but we were still having a good time. Then we drove over to my grandson's. We did the same thing at his house. We knocked on the door, and we stayed out on the sidewalk. They came out with our gifts. They were having southern breakfast on the patio in the back. We just got some biscuits and some sausage and said, we're just going to take them home. We're not going to stay in the day that stay there.
That's Sue in Torrance. Sue, thank you for sharing your story. I'm afraid we ran out of time on that one, but thank you so much for calling, Sue in Torrance. This is Air Talk. I'm Austin Cross, in for Larry Mantle. The show continues at 11. Stick with us.